Okay, we're back to reality here. This is the Live Voice of Tom Edison. This is Connect the Dots, the real radio show here. Hey, what you have been listening to for the last 20 minutes, which is something from another show, because there was a line problem connection with the phone company. That's it. We have to synchronize our phones, and the phones weren't connecting BBS radio with the phone line I'm speaking on. So blame it on the phone company. And now that we got that straightened out with, who else can we blame? We can blame the government, of course, because they're behind everything going wrong, and a lot of things have happened in the last week. But I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but somebody posted a green laser beam that's in Texas. They don't tell us what town it was from, and you say home security footage. Okay, looks like green laser beams, and they're having all the fires in Texas, and we know that energy beams, directed energy beams, can be used to cause fires, and that the New World Order somehow gets away with doing that on U.S. soil. Go figure. Has the whole world been corrupted? You damn well believe it has, including all the chain of command top generals in the military and all the top people in governments. They're all part of it. They're all in with the scam. They're all being paid off and allowing this to happen. This should never happen. Laser beams is being shot down on the U.S. soil. And where's the military, huh? They've been told to take the day off or something when this happened. Is there a caller? Well, hey, put that caller in. Hello, caller. Whom am I speaking to?
This is Michelle.
Michelle,
and how are you? Yeah, Michelle Mabel. I'm a girl.
Hey, what's on your mind, Michelle?
Not so much. I'm checking in on you because I heard you talking about how things are going to change. And they are. They're going to change a lot.
Oh,
hey, how
my
come
God,
your music's playing?
Did
Are we on? Are we? What's that?
Did you hear like 10 minutes ago or something, they were just playing a past show because there was a phone line connection here. So you just called in at the right time because we finally got the phone line straightened out. Yes.
Oh, my God.
artificial intelligence. You can't even count on them anymore to do what they're supposed to do. They have to connect two phone lines properly. Can you believe that?
Well, maybe that's what they were supposed to do, is not do it.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, they got their own running orders.
Right, that's it. We're not going to connect this show tonight because it's called Connect the Dots and we want to unconnect it. Okay, they had their little joke. Anyhow, you just heard me
what's
talking about
on?
The green laser beams. Did you happen to see that video?
I have. I've seen it.
Yeah, right. I mean, I tried to find out, anybody know what town in Texas it is, and I couldn't find out anything on that. And then I started looking at the comments people had made, and some people are saying, yeah, same thing as paradise, same thing as Hawaii. Other people are saying, yeah, you know, it's computer-generated images, and other people said, I saw this same one years ago, and somebody else said, no, this is from Florida, And
wow.
So there's so many different opinions on this. And of course, what I'm saying is it's crazy that the U.S. military doesn't get involved in this stuff.
Nobody's saying anything.
And stop it, you know? I mean, this is the United States. How can they allow this to continue, you know? And all the generals are paid off. What do you think?
I think that I do have a lot of thoughts on this. They may be paid off. I'm thinking that there's some of them that are paid off. They're probably already gone. They've probably been taken to Gitmo or something. I think that we are in the middle of a 150-year war. What I'm talking about there.
The war never ended, you know. It's still ongoing.
Yeah, it sure didn't. And I feel like that I feel like that the top dogs are gone of the bad guys, and all like you were saying that all the problems we're seeing are the little guys, you know, trying to scramble to the top. They're never going to get to the top because the top dog's already been taken out. So somebody has control, you know, of this situation. So I think that if it is some of these deep fake videos that that you were talking about, they're called deep fakes, right? Something like that?
Yeah, that's a good as name as any.
Yeah, I've heard that, deep fakes. That if it is something like that, well, that's just another weapon of the cabal, you know, of the bad guys. Whether they be alien, clone, I mean, who gives a crap what they are? We know that there's the bad guys out there.
Right.
We know. I mean, somebody out there.
All the top positions have been replaced with clones.
I mean, no matter what it is.
Human clone bodies, you know.
Yeah, whatever it is, all those details almost don't even matter because we're in combat basically. So all these deep fakes, that's just another weapon of the cabal, of the evil ones or the whatever they are, the cabal. That's just more weapons. These direct energy weapons, that's just, they don't have a lot of weapons. They do. They probably have nukes, you know. They probably have plenty of weapons. bad guys are not going to give up.
The ones that are being allowed to be used, you know. Nobody's stopping directed energy weapons. Nobody's stopping
They have their own controlling mechanisms, you know. They're in control. I mean, these cats, they're not going to give up because right now they're running hard. They're not going to give up. They're like any bad guy. Watch on any movie, they're going
to
shoot until the end. You know, they're going to fight until the end. It's just the way it is. They're not going to give up because they know what it means. They know that they're hung or sent to the sun or something. They know that. They know it's over for them. So they got to fight to the bloody, and they want to take a bunch of us with, I bet, too.
Hey, let me say, you might be familiar with this. There was some stuff out on the Internet about photographs of helicopters dropping live mosquitoes.
That's a long time ago, though. Yeah, wasn't it? Wasn't that a long time ago that they
that? They've been doing that for years, but there's a new strain out now.
I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, it's just within the last day. Yeah. I started hearing about it a couple weeks ago on the Internet, and just yesterday, people were posting helicopters were. You can see they're dumping, like, it looks like mosquitoes into the air on purpose. They want to see what happens. Isn't that convenient?
What a trip.
Again,
they want to see what happens.
people are going to get stung by the damn mosquitoes.
Yeah. You know, fucking assholes. They're so rude. They're just out of their mind. They're out of their freaking mind.
What gets me
That's
is,
what they are.
Isn't there anybody in this world willing to step up and stop this shit? I mean,
Just on the 29th of not today, not yesterday, but the day before, there was a girl in Scottsdale, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
that stepped up. Yeah, to her board of supervisor, the board, the county board of supervisors. She went. She served them. She served them with a document with. Oh God! What the heck is it? It's a not with a writ or whatever. What the hell?
Was it just a complaint or?
She served him. The Maricopa Board of Supervisors. They had a meeting, and let's see. Oh God! This is the very girl that got all the mask mandates removed from the country. She started with just her own kid's school. This is the lady that got that did the whole country. She's the one. Yeah, this girl, and it's all about because these guys. She got rid of the mask mandates back in 2021, and then she discovered through FOIA requesting FOIA records that most of these people that pretend like they're elected officials, that they don't have an oath of office, they don't have a surety bond to us people, and they don't have any liability policies, which they're supposed to have. And so she went in there, she served them with and told them that they're obviously not even voted in because none of our elections, are bogus.
They're frauds.
Yeah, they're frauds. Absolutely, these people are absolute frauds. And let's see. Hold on. I'm thinking.
What's her name?
It's her name. Oh yeah, yeah. I guess it would be Michelle Klein. Michelle Klein,
okay.
And it's Klann, Michelle Klein, and she's got a website, and God, it's just amazing amazing.
No.
I'm just so proud of this girl.
Right,
I'm proud
that's
of her.
Important information, you know.
We'll
be looking up her name tomorrow to find out
Michelle
more.
Klein. Yep. She's been interviewing with everybody all over the place. It's been crazy, crazy, crazy. But her website is thepeoplesoperationrestoration.com. Thepeoplesoperationrestoration.com. That's her website.
Peoplesoperationrestoration.com.
Yes, it's a long name. I would have made something a lot shorter.
Yeah, right, me too, but...
guys are like, girl, that's pretty long.
Say that one more time.
The People's Operation Restoration.com.
Operation
Restoration. The People's Operation. Operation Restoration. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to read this. It says, We the people just witnessed as the entire board of supervisors in Maricopa, they ran out of the room and vacated their post. They ran from her. Yeah, they're scared. It shows you that on her website, that she gives you the tools so that we could do this stuff all the way across the nation. In fact, across the world. Because all the world, all of the governments in the world have been usurped, just like the United States was with the corporation. I'm not kidding you. the monarchy owned the whole world. They did. Anyway,
we know that.
It wasn't just America. It was everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody was.
That's true.
It is true, and we know it. Yeah, it's crazy.
At the same time, I'm just shocked at the the lack of physical action. You're telling us about one great patriot here who's taken on.
Yes. She's been doing it. She's been
the bad guys, and there's a few other ones out there too. But
there are.
A lot more has to be done. I mean,
Yes,
it's unbelievable,
you're right.
That, you know, all the things going on with the border and everything else like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The people who should be in charge of this handling the situation, in many cases, is the military. Why aren't they acting?
Well, I mean, in 1951, they changed the whole way we were educated. They changed all the history books. We were dumbed down. If since 1951 on, we were only taught maritime law. We weren't taught common law or any of the other laws. And
yeah,
I barely remember. I barely remember any of it. And that's because one of the Rockefellers, was the president of the Board of Education when they first started it in 51.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches. Yeah, so, well, I mean, that tells you something
they
there.
They had all the key positions already ready up to World War II.
Right.
If not
they were coming after us hard. You betcha.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's what she did.
That's the state of truth, but that's it. They had all the key positions already, and they kept acquiring more, and probably now they control all the key positions in the military, and they're using chain of command to stifle the situation.
If
the generals hadn't turned traitorous, and the other military commanders to have them turn traitors, to be traitors, they would have been giving the orders to stop all this insanity, you know? Flying around, directed energy weapons should have been, shot down, kind of planes they're using to do them.
It should have already been done,
Should be taken down immediately.
If you remember, 7 days before JFK Sr. was murdered, okay? You remember the speech he gave?
The one where he says there's all kinds of corrupt people and...
And how it's all repugnant to the Constitution, and that they're... that he's going to cast CIA...
Yeah, they're planning on all these bad things, and I'm going
to
take care of them. He was signing a death warrant with that.
And so they killed him, right? Well, just before they killed him, I guess it was like a week, maybe 2 weeks before, he had put out his Q plan, okay? That's where the Q thing comes from, his Q plan, to the military leaders at the time. And these guys, I mean, they did everything legally. They did everything proper and by law. Instead of, like, the bad guys, they did everything corrupt. You know, everything they did illegally. None of it's valid. It's all fraud. But the Q team, they were given a Q program to take the country back. And they've been working on it ever since Senior was murdered. They've been working on it ever since then. And we are coming to a time where you know, yes, the military is bad. You know, there is a lot of problems there. But there is another portion of the military that is not. And they specifically follow, they are specifically, and there's a big group, Space Force, there's a big group of them. He gave it to the Navy, that's right. He gave his plan to the Navy, that's right.
That would make sense, because I believe he was in Navy.
Okay, so the Navy, and that's why the Marines, that's why, and Space Force was created because, all this stuff. I'm not sure, that's how they took, I guess, like, that's how they, when Trump was first, and nobody knows this, you know, hardly at all, that this is just a lot of background research. But I guess he had the 13 families' heads, he had them taken out. I mean, like, within the first week of him being, and after inauguration. So we've been kind of just flailing in the water at this point. You know, because we haven't known what to do. They've been trying to guide us. You know, that's what the Q thing was, and, you know, trying to guide us along. And it's because they're not going to just hand it to us. We have to be educated, just like the Declaration of Independence says. It's for an educated person, people, you know, freedom is. You can't have people who are completely ignorant of it, like we've been, and like the kid, you know, we have to be educated, and we'd have to know how to take over our government from the bottom up, and we have to be the ones that do it. Otherwise, they're just going to sit and watch us flail, you know, because they can't just give it to you, you know, because we're ignorant. Yeah. We're not getting our education. We're not learning anything.
I say it all the time, and like I'm out there on Twitter, and I say it all the time. I make most of my comments actually what's going on in Britain, because nobody's going to censor me for that, because I'm here in America. So I make a lot of my comments in relation to what should be done, you know, because I focus on the point there has to be strategic physical actions for something to happen. You can't just go out there and protest.
Right, because it does nothing. Right.
They know they don't have to do anything. And so they just ignore you, you know?
They haven't got an oath for us. They didn't. Their oath isn't made out for us, this corporation. That they have an oath to the crown. It's not to us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, or more
the Bar Association.
More simply,
who runs the country?
Yeah.
Actually, the Bar Association runs the world.
And that's how it works. Basically, we know that. Unfortunately, we don't have any plan to stop that, and that's what needs to be done. The people have to get united in some kind of a strategic physical actions to stop this. In fact, you know what? I don't know if you saw, but there was with the French farmers in France, they came into Paris with their tractors, and they started building a cinder block wall around one of the government buildings, just to you know. But they're taking some action here, you know. That's a tactic that might work in any country, really, to just show up with a large mass of people and start building a wall around the government structure you don't like, just to make them, you know, to get their attention and make them feel bad. Yeah. You know, of course, some countries
climb
you can't
over
get away with that, but you might be able to do it here in America to some of the buildings and stuff like that.
I just say... on her website, she gives you the paperwork to do. I just say, just start going for the your county's board meetings, and because I mean, here's what she served them, you know, and it says we, the body sovereign, presented them each with a notice of liability and an opportunity to cure, you know, gave them so they can give remedy. And they fined each of them, $1.75 million per claim. And there are 12 signatures, which means that they are personally liable for $21 million, each one of those people. And it says if they do not resign in 3 days, they will be presented with a writ of quo warranto and a waiver of tort. And what that means is that they got to rebut the truth, you know, what they are claiming that they do, and then they remain in office. We'll send them a default judgment. If they remain in office, she will send them a default judgment and a final bill for payment, and they will also be notifying the military, and their act of treason will be grounds for an immediate military tribunal. So these people these Maricopa County people are going to push
it. I hope something actually happens. You know?
Yes, we will see. I'm going to keep my ears open on this one because I kind of familiarize with this, and so this one, it happened out from underneath, you know, underneath our noses. You know, the girl's been out there. I didn't even know about her. You know, I had no idea. But she's good.
And
I'm really happy about
it. Michelle, what?
Klann. KLANN. Yep.
Okay, Michelle,
she goes by Mickey. Yeah, she goes by Mickey sometimes. So maybe, you know, you can, if you can't find her under Michelle, then there's a Mickey.
Okay.
And, you know, she goes by the name of Mickey.
Well, I'm definitely going to look her up tomorrow just to see what going on. I mean, she sounds like she's doing something really important there. You know?
Yeah, I think she is. Yes, because, I mean, the whole Twitter just went crazy. And she knows. Do you know who Nino Rodriguez is? He's a fighter. He used to fight, or maybe he still does, but he does podcasts on a regular basis.
No, I don't.
Anything about him? No. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Nino Rodriguez. He's a fighter. He fights. Like, I guess the martial arts fights or whatever. But he knew her. He knows her. And he did an interview, and he was, like, totally freaked out. He's like, oh, my God, you? He goes, you got balls of steel. Yeah, I thought that was kind of cute. It's like, wow, she even shocked her friends.
Hey,
you know.
Did you hear the good news? Jacob Rothschild died in this past week.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I heard that. It's like
I wonder if they're going to do a Simpsons cartoon on it where Mr. Burns dies.
You know, God, he's so disgusting. People are saying he probably died a long time ago or something. I don't know. But
I guess he finally croaked. I mean, a person that wealthy, he wouldn't just die and disappear. The fact that they acknowledge he died, who knows?
Right.
But he's certainly stepping out of the limelight. Maybe he jumped into a cloned body. Certainly has enough money.
Ooh, he might have. You're right. Yeah, because he's seeing the writing on the wall. He knows shit's coming. if it hasn't already, he knows
right.
it's coming.
I'll pretend I'm dead so they won't come after me.
Yeah.
You know? But of course, from what I follow on the portal, you know, 2012 portal, blogs.
Yeah, Cobra and all them.
The Cobra guy there. From what I understand, you won't be able to call them. So when they finally land with their spacecraft, if he isn't dead, they'll find him wherever he's hiding, in a cloned body or not. Plus, I've heard, as I follow that site pretty much a lot myself, that they have made comments that, like some other bad people, when they died, they were able to catch them in the astral realm trying to leave, even though they had left their body behind. But their consciousness was still out there in the astral and etheric realm, and they caught them.
Damn.
You know, when their spirits were trying to get away, they had the technology to catch them and bring them out to the central sun of disintegration.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
If he really died, they probably got him already. And, they captured his spirit and he's gone. But he could afford himself some time by jumping into a clone body, but they'll get him in the end.
What are these physical? What are these physical biochips that they're talking about?
There's all kinds of stuff out. I mean, there's the ones the corporations make that they con people into putting them in. Yeah, look, you can go up to the candy machine and get the candy, and just put your hand up there.
Okay,
you know?
So that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's also physical chips that were implanted in humans by ETs, you know, that's another thing.
Before we were born.
Those implants you're talking about, the ones before we were born, those were implanted into the auric field of a human body.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
They were planted in the aura, and but those things, according to Cobra at the portal, September last year, they had been removed from everyone.
Wow.
Yeah, the chips that were in our auras that Yeah, so that work has finally been done. I mean, of course, we didn't know they were there, but now that we've been told they've been removed, well, that's good. You know?
Wow.
But, and there was other kinds of things with the, the CIA and all the other creepy organizations with the mad scientists that they're able to implant things in people, or maybe even they have implant them in the auric field too, or something like that. And they have all kinds of frequency technologies to try to get a hook into your brain or something like that.
Right.
So there's some oddball things going on still on a small basis. And of course, I wouldn't call them implants, but there's mind control programs still ongoing in regards to Wi-Fi. You know, you got a Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're going to try to get into your mind with that, send some frequencies to dumb you down or whatever through the Wi-Fi system, and other machines that they could possibly utilize, maybe even the TV.
I think they've been utilizing it all along. I think it's been doing it up through frequency. Yeah, it's got a frequency that's not good for us anyway.
Not to mention, I don't know how many years ago, it was 100 years ago or something, they changed the frequency of the notes to the 440 hertz.
From 432 to 440.
Yeah, 432 is the frequency that's in sync with the universe. Rockefeller did it, I think, himself. Got everybody to go along with the 440 homogenized frequency.
Yeah, a destructive one.
Yeah, weird. That's, when they do, I forget what that's called, cyan jewel or something, where they...
with water.
Record a frequency and it translates into a picture.
With water or... water or sand.
Like
yeah.
Yeah, the 440 is really discordant, where 432 brings some perfect geometric shapes. So that's pretty much been proven already, but so many people are still stuck on the 440 thing, you know.
I know.
If you're listening to the radio or a TV show and you have a musical instrument and you want to play along with what's out there, chances are you have to have your musical instrument, let's say your guitar, tuned to 440.
Yes, you do.
Otherwise, you're not going to be able to play along with it, you know?
That's right. That's so true.
That's the problem. If you only have one guitar and you tune it to 432 because it just sounds better,
you can't
play along with songs you hear on the TV or radio anymore.
Uh-uh.
Or the recording machine might have, you know? Because it was all done I think it started in the 30s, but officially, the early 50s, I don't know, 52, 53, the whole world jumped on board with that. And from that point on, everything was being recorded in 440.
So they were really nailing us then. They were really, they decided, this is the time, we got to do it now.
Yeah.
Wrap around the
things going on. Slowly but surely, they're being removed, and better days are coming.
They are.
You know,
thank
but
God.
They're still fighting back, those bastards. No good scum of the earth, New World Order creep. They are still fighting back. They're still trying to put bugs in food. They're still trying to...
I know, huh?
Oh, my God. They're conning the farmers and stuff to vaccinate their animals. You guys...
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
It just goes on and on. I mean, you got to be really careful with the food you eat now. because they're coming out with the fake meat and they're putting actually they're putting poison into the food that's being sold in the supermarket. You got to be very careful. I mean, it's like and organic is so expensive. So you know, the people that don't have the money, they're forced to buy the crap. And they don't realize what's happening. It's happening in the fast food industry, too. In fact, over a year ago, McDonald's, nothing happened to them. They got caught with the human
DNA
parts in the meat, in the hamburger meat.
Yeah, yeah, they found they found DNA, human DNA in the meat.
Yeah, and, you know, that's it. You heard it one day, and that was the last you heard of
it. It's gone, yeah.
And they just take
and people, and I drive past, when I drive past the McDonald's, I'm like, oh my God, there's people in there. Holy shit. You know, they have no idea.
Absolutely. You know? McDonald's ain't what it used to be. You know, when it first came out, it was probably 100% U.S. beef, real beef.
Probably, and, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. I don't think they were into the stuff like you're into now, and
we just know about it now.
And you got to watch out where they're sticking the bugs to. And let's face it, you go to fast food, you don't know that hamburger that's coming in up there. You don't know what the hell's in it.
Fuck no. That's
right. And there probably is no real checking on it. You know, all the checkers.
Well, it's all made.
They get conned or bribed, and that's it.
It's all made in some factory somewhere and then sent to these guys, you know, to these stores. You know, ready, to, all frozen and ready to go.
I know. You don't really know. Just like, you know, people are really brain dead. I mean, when everybody was getting conned with the vaccines and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
If you ask your doctor, is it safe? Yeah, he's paid to tell you yes. But how could a doctor who didn't even make the stuff guarantee what he's going to shoot into your bloodstream? He can't guarantee that. He doesn't really know what's in that thing. He was told, like, oh, this is the stuff.
Of course they didn't even know. Like, they didn't list it.
They didn't even
put it on the insert.
People would ask the doctor, like, is this okay? Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Well, you saw the inserts, didn't you?
Pardon?
Doctors were coming forward with the inserts that were in the COVID, in the packages. They had nothing on them. The inserts that usually tell you what's inside the vaccines and stuff, if the paper was empty. You've seen those, haven't you?
Most doctors, they're just med school morons, you know. They just tell the patient, it's okay, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Well, you know, they're. I think the doctors are pretty disappointed about way things are, because it's not like, because they most of them started because they wanted to help people, you know? I mean, they really did. It's like these police, you know, our police officers, they were kids with a police car playing. They wanted to help people. And then they get in the real world, and it's nothing like what they, you know, because the Rockefellers, created a new world of,
I talk about government being bad all the time, but there's a lot of good people who work in the government, you know?
Yeah, well, they're,
they can't,
you know,
help
they're kind
it
of...
that the people who make the decisions that government makes, they're the scums, you know? They're the New World Order puppets, or... perhaps aliens.
Well, some of them probably know what of the corruption and are just going along with it. You know, I mean
absolutely. There are people that believe.
You know, not all of them are good people.
That crazy guy Klaus. You can tell he listened to him. He actually believes he knows what's best for humanity. You know,
that's fucked up.
You'll be happy. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, the Klaus Schwab. Yeah, he's a retard. retard.
He believes his own propaganda. And there's plenty of people who actually think, in fact, that was the start of the Illuminati back in 1776, right around the same time.
We were
declaring our independence here in over over in Europe, the Illuminati was starting, and they actually believed that they knew what was best for humanity, and that idea has perpetuated itself into crazy guys like Quarks.
Yeah. You know, his father and grandfather were his father too. They were, as he was SS.
Yeah,
for Nazi.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy grew up around that. That's just how he. He's one of those sick bastards.
Better than everybody. The New World Order came out of Europe, and before the Illuminati, there was, separate rulers in different nations. They had their empires.
And
if we go back far enough, it all starts with the Anunnaki coming to Earth, like hundreds of thousands of years ago, and then setting up society the way they wanted us to be, worker slaves for them. And according to the clay records there in Sumeria, which was Persia one time, which became Iran and Iraq, the first Sumerian city, which is kind of recognized in modern times as the first civilized city-state, the records show that from the very first setting up of the city-state, that people were complaining about the people who had the authority and they were misusing their authority, just like today. So it never changed from 5,000 BC to now. It's that same model has continued, and it's the same story. People who gain authority end up misusing it, and if they're not doing it intentionally, they're being mind controlled by the people from behind the scenes, or the alien ETs behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And they get brought into doing misusing their authority, and we have the same problem today. And what can I say? That's an in-depth history lesson that should be taught in public school, but we know it's not.
Well, of course it's not. Because they're in charge of our schools. Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, public school, it's like the whole thing needs to be scrapped and started again. I mean, the aspect of young people
it does.
Getting together to have a good time, well, that's a good idea, to play games and stuff like that. But we know that, first of all, school isn't like that. School is an anarchy system in which the bullies rule, and they never solved that problem. And it still goes on like that today. And then when you get to, 12, 13 on, the gangs start forming, and they rule the school.
Yeah.
And that hasn't changed anywhere. Pretty much the same. I mean, you might find one small town out in the middle of America where everybody gets along and there's no violent gangs, but those are rarities. Any of the big cities, forget it. School is anarchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the teachers don't know how to deal with it. Again, it's allowed to continue because that all serves the New World Order. They want chaos everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. They wanted, if you recall, they wanted, before they blew the Georgia Guidestones up, they wanted only 500,000 people left on the planet.
I think it was 500,000. But that's even to get down to 500 million, you'd have to kill 95% of the population.
Yeah, they wanted, it was on the Georgia Guidestones. They wanted 500,000
people. Yeah, and they're still trying to do that, Of course, they'll never get there.
Well,
but,
they were going to, from what I'm heard, and this is the craziest thing, they were going to put us in little pods that we could live in, that were up like with the satellites. and that way they keep us under control that way, and they just send food to us, and then they just, when they want to, like, do rituals or have sex with us or kill us or whatever, eat us or whatever, that they would just have a little thing come up and get us and bring us down. That's pretty sick.
It's unbelievable. Well, hey, that's an old Anunnaki trick, really.
And it is, isn't it?
I've read a couple of books by Zachariah Sitchin. He's the one that came out, kind of introduced us all to the 12th planet with his book, The 12th Planet. And I read two other of his books, I think, but as what he deciphered from the Sumerian clay tablets was when the Anunnaki, and we're going back now about 300,000 years ago, when they started interacting with humans, because one of them said, we can get the humans to be slaves for us. They were keeping them in cages and observing them. And they came to an analogy that all the humans wanted to do that were kept in cages was have sex with each other. So male and female were apparently in the same cages. And then they probably thought, well, we don't want them having sex, you know, so we'll alter their genetics a little so they won't be so compatible, you know. And that was another genetic altering factor that got included. But from 300,000 years ago, the Anunnaki were putting people in cages and keeping a view on them, watching what we did, you know, when we were put in cages. So that can be the beginning of the prison system there. Again, bad ideas brought from another world to our world, and later we were forced to accept this crap, you know.
Wow.
And talk about the dark side always wanting to advertise what they do, like with this recent thing about somebody got a picture of a laser beam in Texas, and they're having all those big fires now. And there was somebody also posted a tweet from Texas cattle rancher, and he says they destroyed most of the cattle grazing land in Texas with these big fires, and that's going to affect the beef market. So again, attacking the food sources, you know.
Yeah. Again. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like Bill Gates buying up farmland everywhere so he can promote more GMO food and flood the market with his GMO shit, and less land for people to grow organic stuff on. This is the point I was getting to. When the dark side always like to advertise what they're going to do before they do it. It's like selling our
fact.
Just like with the Georgia Stones, you know, they were advertising they wanted to bring the population down to 500 million. That way, if anybody complains when it's being done, they said, well, okay, we told you so. Nobody made a complaint about that. So why didn't you complain if you didn't like that idea? We told you what we're going to do. And
we have plenty of time.
Yeah, and they're still doing it today. We talk about the directed energy weapons, the first time it happened in the U.S. here, it was Paradise, California. You get the message? Paradise. Why did they pick that town? Because the dark side wanted to let you know that we're going to destroy Paradise. That's how powerful we are. And that's why they picked that town. You know, it was a psychological weapon. They just wanted to grind it in your face. What's the name of the town we destroyed? We destroyed Paradise. How about that?
That's right.
And they got away with it. And what happened again? Nothing was done. You know, nothing. I mean, I remember seeing the pictures. President Trump was out there with the people. He should have said something. The trees were all standing. You know, got all the destroyed houses and cars, and the trees were there with the leaves on them still. President Trump was right there himself. Like, was he blind that day or something? You know?
No, he saw it. He saw it.
You know, and that's it. Rubbing it more in our face. Here, we're showing you the pictures. You know? Any common sense, you know, the fires didn't cause all these houses and cars to burn because the trees still have the leaves on them. Are you that stupid?
That's right. That's right.
Then they did it again in Hawaii. Well, they got away with it in paradise. Like, we'll just do it again in Hawaii, you know? And now, and apparently they're doing it in Texas now. You know, who's next? You know, because nobody is stopping it. And just like same thing with the chemtrails. You know, so they just keep flying the planes
and putting the poison in our water and the food
and the chemtrails poison everything. They poison the groundwater. It causes the forest to die out because the aluminum particles get in the soil and it blocks the trees from getting nutrients out of the soil.
Yeah,
and not to mention what we all are breathing in constantly. You know, when we're out there on the chemtrail day or the day later in the day when it all falls down. You know.
Hey, every time chemtrails, I see them. I just go out in my backyard, I burn a fire, and it clears a nice spot. It does. It attaches to it. It does something.
Oh yeah. I try to do what I can too if I'm out. I'll stare at the chemtrails and I'll telepathically think I want these poisonous particles to be transmuted into harmless particles by willpower. And the power of your will, when you make a valid attempt to connect with the universe, and you ask for things like that, the universe will back you up. And these are things we all should be doing, you know, on a chemtrail day.
Absolutely.
We look up and see
especially
them,
in a big group.
We wish them to become harmless, these particles. I mean, we know that what the plant is spitting out is poison, but with our willpower, we can actually affect change, you know. It's called mind over matter.
We're creating this. Let's decreate it. uncreate
that. I mean,
crap.
That's all the new message out there. Like I'm on Twitter, the people I follow the most are the ones that talk about the new spirituality, the 5D reality, using the power of your mind, calling for assistance from the universe, and all things like that. Because that's where it's at. You know, we're living in a
and it does work.
The universe. We've just been dumbed down so much since birth, so the plan was just to keep us dumb generation after generation, so we would never learn to use the abilities we had naturally as human beings. And of course, by poisoning our bodies with all the bad stuff, it makes us harder. Makes it harder for us to reconnect to the universe.
It does.
It's a struggle. And
it's been really difficult.
We're getting some assistance to turn our dormant DNA on. I remember being in school, a teacher saying, well, the scientists, you have two strands of DNA and the rest is junk.
Right. And you're thinking,
you're a kid going to school, what the hell do you know? Okay. You know, it'll be on the test, you know. How many strands of DNA? Two.
12.
Yeah, when we really have 12. Yeah.
But they're all shut off.
What's called the other DNA strands? Junk.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, but there's no reason for it to have junk DNA. Sons of bitches. Okay, hey, have a blessed night. I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, it's getting time to close the show anyhow. Hey, thanks for calling in, Michelle.
Thank you.
My bell.
Have a blessed day. Night.
You too. All right. Hey, people, this is Connected Dots Radio Show. We're coming to the end of our show pretty soon, so you're going to hear the countdown followed by my anthem. I got to be somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. As you've seen tonight, this is a call-in radio show. And we'll just forgive the phone company for not connecting us on time when the show had to start actually 15, 20 minutes late tonight. Blame it on the phone company. Blame it on artificial intelligence. Blame it on your government. They're all in it together. Blame it on the New World Order. Just interfering with people's lives needlessly. Okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to take us out of here now. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being clear to the world.